Hello and welcome to the Tech Unplugged podcast. My name is Max Montilaro. I'm joined by two guests today, live from Dell Technologies World in Las Vegas. So we have Shinfa and we have Pierluca. So Pierluca, Shinfa, do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much first for inviting me here. I'm Pierluca Ciodelli. I'm Vice President of Product Manager and Customer Operation for the mid-range of Dell Technology.
Thank you.
All right. Hi. My name is Shinfa. I'm actually from Malaysia. I actually tweet at storagegaga.com.
Okay.
I love the name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's not Lady Gaga. Okay. All right. It's Radio Gaga.
So today we're joined by kind of storage geeks, especially it doesn't look like, but we've already met Pierluca at some other occasions at Storage Field Day and all. And I think that Pierluca is also a storage geek and working in mid-range storage. So we were having an offline discussion today when we were talking about the evolution of mid-range storage, and the, let's say, introduction of NVMe, or whether it makes sense or not. So what are your thoughts about that, Pierluca, as someone who's participating from the vendor perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. So we talk about that offline, and I think it's a very good question about the technology, right? So as I said before, we always work on the next thing. So NVMe is drastically changed the way that technology has been brought to the storage. But we need to be also realistic about how we can really really take advantage of this new technology like NVMe, and not only NVMe, but the NVMe over fabric. If we look at our mid-range, we still sell a ton of spinning media and a ton of flash. We are the first one, but we still sell a ton of spinning media. The way that we're going to use our NVMe is most to accelerate our and expand our memory, because obviously in the mid-range platform, we want to get to the customer the best dollar per performance. So that's mean that, you know, you can use NVMe, you can use latest technology, but your storage need to be built for take advantage of this. And as I said, we are working on that, and we have a prototype, and we're doing stuff internally that, of course, they leverage the latest technology. But the bulk of our customer, they are still on this transformation where they still need to pass to flash. So we want to guide them one step at a time and offer, obviously, the best price as well.
Mm-hmm. So you very rightly pointed out the fact that because you put NVMe in the storage array, you're just solving a part of the whole data path. So what do you want to say on that, Shinfa, maybe?
Well, I truly believe that the mid-range is really the underpinnings of the entire storage industry, you know, because that's what keeps everything going. And for the longest time, the small, medium businesses are looking at the mid-range to give them a leg up, right? I think the challenge, you know, for quite a while is when flash hasn't come into the picture, they are always being bogged down by performance, you know, and they are actually being limited by their scalability. So in this case, when flash came in, it became a game changer, right? But with NVMe coming into the picture, that's going to be giving them an even better boost, right? Yep. To the applications. The layer is changing, you know, no longer you're actually dealing with databases or the simple email server and so on. There's actually much more going on. And now the demand of things like data analytics, deep analytics, machine learning are actually demanding much more from that. So NVMe is going to be a big game changer again, right, for the mid-range.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys believe that the gradual introduction of NVMe and the, let's say, the more the adoption grows, the more the price will, let's say, fall down? Do you think that some workloads which are usually being run on, let's say, high-end storage arrays are going to fall down on mid-range storage arrays in a way as the adoption of NVMe grows? Or do you think there's still going to be a kind of separate category where mid-range is going to deliver certain outcomes and where high-end storage is going to be needed for resiliency reasons or whatever else?
I think from my perspective, I mean, obviously mid-range is a storage that he needs to do a lot of things, right? And being mid-range storage means you cover multiple use cases. So the NVMe and the other things, right? We speak about NVMe, but obviously we see also the surge of very cheap media on the other spectrum. So if we look at the spectrum, we have persistent memory, flash, low-cost flash, and in the future, HAMR drive or some shingled media and things like that. So I think for the mid-range is the key things, and this is what the things on the past, as you said, right? Flash came and completely changed the perspective, but we already realized that having only flash in the future is not going to be the only things. We need to be able to little bit, and the pendulum is swinging back, right, to leverage different hardware technology in the same construct of the mid-range system. Because at the end of the day, why I buy a mid-range system is because I have certain application that they are critical for my business. If we look at the SMB kind of customer and small customer, it's everything they have to spend is in that mid-range system. So there is reliability, but they want also performance, and the right performance at the right time. That's the real key difference. It's not performance as every time, because some of these customers, they will have necessity to run certain application like a Splunk and stuff like that very fast, but then for the other entire part of the day, they may need to run other things like a normal exchange or stuff like that. So it's very important to rebring the most intelligent that we build in mid-range. And I think we still see in the future high-end storage and dedicated to, like, you know, we have VMAX in our case, right? 6.9 availability, SRDF, nobody has that in the industry. But the mid-range try to serve another purpose. Now, there are people that they say that with one product they can do everything. I don't believe that, because I've been in this industry for 20 years. And I will never think that a mid-range product can do what a high-end product can do, and vice versa. If you come to the mid-range, you need to be ready to battle in the ground where features and economy is top number one.
Yeah, I do agree with what Pierluca said. You know, a lot of mid-range customers, if you look at their profile, you know, they want to run, you know, many applications on a single platform. I think that's very crucial. I think the other one is the SCSI 3 specification and the performance that it has gone through over the last, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years and so on is really coming to an end. And NVMe is really where it should be. And in order to run multiple applications within the platform itself, you got to have a new range of protocols and specification. And that's where NVMe comes in. So we believe that NVMe would come down in price over time. I think there'll be a mass adoption very, very soon.
Mm-hmm. But there's an interesting aspect also when you talk about NVMe and the fact when you talk about full flash NVMe arrays, they very often require a very consequence investment in the infrastructure to get that running to be able to leverage all of the things. So the price bill is not really limited to the price of the array or the price of the memory, but everything you need to factor in afterwards, and maybe even the applications you need to build around that are able to leverage that. That's something that you probably see when we go to events and we presented that, right?
I think what you bring it up is a good point, right? We're going to have a niche part of the market that is people that they want to optimize end-to-end. And they're willing to spend the time and the knowledge to do that. Now, in a mid-range market, most of the people, they buy storage because they want a reliable storage with reliable performance. And they want simplicity as well, right? And they don't want to enter in the detail of, you use this versus this, how you use that. Yes, we like, because we are geek, mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. But from a customer value, it's more about how much I can serve with this storage that, as I said, maybe is my entire budget for the year, mm-hmm. right? And or for many years. So the NVMe things that you said, if you really want to take advantage of the full NVMe, it's you need to have the entire infrastructure, not only the infrastructure, but if we look at the, for example, we work with the Brocade, If you look at the also the driver that you use need to be stripped down and make sure that makes only certain call, as you was pointed out on the NVMe Express protocol, because otherwise you completely defeat the benefit of using an NVMe device.
And you may even have some OS level right. limitation. You may need to use Linux and,
exactly.
and other stuff, right?
Yeah, lots of changes is required, you know, to get to that space. But I seriously believe that it will start small, you know, looking at maybe caching for a start, and then eventually moving on to some of the capacity part.
And I think we are the best position in this, because as you look at our Compellent line and Unity line, right, Compellent invented the tiering. If we fast forward, we have all the technology, we have fast cache on Unity. If you fast forward in our future, you can see that we have all the elements that allow us to use in the right way NVMe for mid-range. That doesn't mean that at the beginning probably I'm going to expose NVMe over Fabric, because there will be very, very few people that they need that. But can I use that as an extension of my caching? Can I use that as placing the most active data with the I/O tagging and other technique that we are developing? Absolutely. So that I think that's the key for mid-range. At the end of the day, it's using the technology to serve the customer to get the best performance at the best price.
So would you kind of compare, if we were to compare mid-range with high-end storage, would you compare that, for example, to what Formula One is to mass-produced cars, for example? You make the innovation on Formula One cars, you test it, and then you kind of scale it down further down the line as it democratizes, kind of push it down to the, the features, which makes sense.
I'm going more than that. I think the reality is the mid-range storage is where we have the massive volume of, and we need to be able to sustain volume of drives and everything for the mid-range. So for the high end, it's like the Formula One, as you said, right? But how many features we have in the car? Thousands of features we have in the car today, right? How many we really use? Probably 10, 15. Mm-hmm. But we always look at the feature that they are in F1 car, also if we're not using, because they are cool, attractive, and they are important. Some of them, they are revolutionary, like bringing dedupe and compression down to the normal user. But again, the challenge is the mid-range storage, because he needs to do so many different things. He probably is not his top priority to get where the F1 car is, right? I need to be able to serve the medium, the small, and the big business with different land of security and other things. So I think, to your point, right, certainly the things that come in first in the high end, because there is a reason. If I am a big company and a big financial, I have a lot of money that I can also have edge use case that not necessarily the mid-range as thousands of use case, right?
Mm-hmm. I think we have to look from the customer's profile point of view, right? Because from the mid-range type of customers, they are really looking at reliability, all right? Because they need to run the business and, you know, they have to run multiple applications. Being cost effective, I think that's the other one. I think the performance will eventually come, you know, as they actually push the applications to the next level.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, all the things related to DR, to replication, and data availability.
That's true.
Right. One probably last point. We have around the table, so you're working for Dell Technologies, for Dell EMC. You're working as a storage
consultant, yes.
Right? So we have kind of two aspects. I was working before, ages ago, as a for a system integrator, and one of the things which we were seeing very often was the paper, the battle on features on paper, you know, like you were saying, so many features comparing and trying to battle on that. What is your view of especially for Yushin Found on the East Asian market, and what about you in the in the vendor position?
Yeah.
So how do you see that? Is the fight still going on?
I believe almost every mid-range has pretty much the same kind of features. You know, it's almost on parity right now. So I think the big thing is, what can it do for the customer? All right, the reliability is a very big deal, all right, because they are investing and they want to actually be given support, especially in the Asian market where there's a lot of dependency on the vendor and the professional services and so on. So that becomes a key to winning the customer.
Yeah, I think from my point of view, I think, you know, mid-range storage, more or less, we have all same feature. We try to solve all the use case, but the key is helping the customer, I mean, through you guys and through education to ask the right question, right? Yes, I'm doing replication. How you do replication? I'm doing T10 diff. What that mean? You know, I'm living in a we're living in a world where obviously there is a lot of competition, and specifically from Asia, that we have a lot of competition. That people say, I can do everything. You want to scale hundreds of cluster or nodes and stuff like that? You can go left, right, up, down. Now the reality is. And realities, this claim are sometimes you need to go one level deep and ask the right question because, okay, you really test this. Did you really have a support matrix for this? Or you're going to send me here an army of engineers to try to make that? So I think that's where Dell Technology and other company that give you certain warranty about the technology we produce, and obviously reliability, and it's a top one priority for us since day one, right? And top things. And internally, we take very serious. We not release product if they not meet our stringent quality things. So,
yeah, I spent some time with EMC. The culture is very, very in high regards, right? The way they actually work with the customer, the way they actually making sure that the product is absolutely top class before they actually, you know, put it out into the market. So I definitely believe what's happening there is very important.
Okay, thank you very much. So one last question for you, Pierluca. You said you started with General Data, I think, right?
Data General.
Yes. Then you joined EMC, and now you're in the Dell Federation, to say it this way.
Yeah.
So what's your perception a few months or 20 months, more or less, after the merger? Do you think that the integration of Dell EMC into the broader Dell picture has kind of benefited you in terms of sales support, in terms of how the messaging is being given to the customers? Or rather, to say it differently, do you think that the fact that Dell Technologies has a kind of more integrated stack between storage offerings and compute offerings, do you think that I suppose it's been beneficial, right?
For so I think you mentioned I start my career with Data General, and then I've been bought and sold three times so far. So there is a reason why I'm still here, right? And I love what I'm doing, but mostly there is really potential in what we're doing with Dell Technology. You see other company, they divide themselves. They went to a consumer divide from enterprise. I think it's very powerful what we're doing here because, as I said, most of our customer and the customer we interact with at different level, they are technologies, but some of them they are not. And some people in power of making the decision are not really technologies. But Dell tells you, come with me, and we have the future-proof program and all this program, come with me, I'm going to take care of you, no matter what you need. So I can offer you from the laptop to the entire infrastructure to the cloud and connect all the dots and be your partner. That's something that I think it's not very techy in essence, but it's a very powerful thing. Why I think it's powerful is because you can really transform the customer. I mean, if I have only one product and I sell only one product, one storage product, I can't really transform the customer. I'm not going to touch the network. I'm not going to touch the infrastructure. I'm not going to touch how I'm doing my IoT device. We can touch everything. And as you can see here, sometimes I look at these things like, you know, there is a, we touch life and we don't realize, but it's true. I mean, we see the campaign and we think, okay, that's just a marketing campaign. But if you look in the back, all these people that we saw today and we see, they using all the technology together. Doesn't matter which one, but they use Dell as their source of technology. That's a very important thing. And I mean, I never had this opportunity before. With EMC, we was very focused on, yes, bring the people on the journey and bring on this. But we did partnership with other people, including Dell at some point, because we didn't have all the pieces. Here we have all the pieces, and I think Michael is pretty good in putting these pieces together. Now, it's a big company. It takes time to realize all the change, and we are in, I don't remember how many places, 181 places in the world, so it's a lot of people to move in. But I think from you guys, you are here, and you can say, I mean, from the Dell technology, this is our first Dell technology. We speak about product, but we speak about the power of being a technology company together, changing life of people. That's very important thing.
Mm-hmm. I think as an independent observer, the way that this has been going for the last 2 years, you know, the merger between EMC and Dell has gone very well. The effect of EMC, the EMC culture, the way they actually approach, you know, customers, the way they deal with customers has been very strong with Dell, right? Like what Pierluca said, you know, instead of just offering just one part of it, now you're actually having a whole, you know, set of solutions that's addressing that, and that's very crucial. Now, one thing good about this is, I think the EMC, you know, addition to the Dell family has really pushed Dell to be able, you know, to be able to go after newer technologies like IoT, like AI, deep learning, and so on and so forth. Because I think if you don't have that kind of strong culture and the strong support from the Dell executive team, it's going to be very hard for Dell alone to actually go out.
Yes, maybe that's a comment I will be doing as well. You know, my position is a bit complicated because I'm sometimes a blogger, sometimes I'm an influencer. I'm doing my work with Tech Unplugged as well as commercial work and all, and I'm working also for a customer. So I've got sitting on many different seats, but I think that in my vision, the EMC acquisition by Dell has kind of given Dell this enterprise credential that maybe it was lacking, not because Dell was not working in the enterprise environment. It had storage arrays, it did a lot of things with servers, and the PowerEdge servers are very well known for reliability. But I think that it was maybe lacking this kind of component, which is the enterprise storage part, which was, maybe it's not important to a lot of people, but for us in storage, it's kind of something which has a strong footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it really kind of reinforced the maybe Dell's image as a kind of end-to-end solution provider in the enterprise market. Somehow, that's my perception of it, at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Cool.
Any closing comments?
No, thank you very much. I really enjoy to always speaking not only about our product, but about the technology and what's going on. I mean, you guys do every day a very good job, and I'm very happy to be here and anytime. Thank you,
and thank you, Shinfa, as well.
Thank
it was great having you.
Yep.
It was a pleasure having you guys, and we're ending with this Tech Unplugged podcast live from Dell Technologies World in Las Vegas. And next time, with a beer, guys. Okay, take care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.